Eric Thorson is acting DNR Big Game Program Leader and as such oversees the agency's white-tailed deer and other big game programs. Welcome.
Thank you. Thanks for having me.
Well, Eric, the DNR will begin reassessing deer population goals this spring, and as I understand it, the process starts by convening stakeholder input groups in parts of the state and other activities. So explain a little bit how that's going to work, and do we have any dates and times available yet?
Yes, we have three team stakeholder meetings scheduled for next week, the first week of April, and the three permit area blocks that we've identified throughout the state. So two of them are in northern Minnesota. One block of permit areas is around Tower, and we'll be holding a stakeholder team meeting there. And another block of permit areas is around Floodwood, and we'll also be holding a team stakeholder meeting there. And those meetings are for the folks that are have been invited. But there is also an opportunity for the general public, hunters, other folks that are interested in deer populations to provide comments to the DNR. We will be releasing a link to our DNR website where folks can give us their input online by taking a survey after they go through a brief overview presentation. So folks will be able to provide us their input on what they think the deer populations, what direction we should head in those two permit area blocks centered around Tower and Floodwood here this spring.
What kind of information specifically are you looking for? I mean, what will help you make a decision later on?
Yeah, so basically asking the stakeholders and the general public for the same type of information, basically to consider what you experienced or what you think about the deer population over the last year and what direction you think that deer population should go in the future in relative terms. So we're asking folks, you know, should the population go up by 10, 25, or 50% from where it was over the past year, be maintained at the same level, or be reduced 10, 25, or 50%. So we're just asking folks to weigh in on where they think the population should head in over the next 5 years or so.
Well, the DNR says nearly 70% of deer populations are within the goal, while 15% remain below and 18% above the goal. So what is it in these figures that triggered the decision for reassessment?
We did the original goal-setting effort using this process between 2005 and 2007. We set goals for all the permit areas in the entire state over the course of those 3 years, and we always intended to go back and revisit those goals after we get down to the goal level so people kind of understand and experience what deer populations are at when they're within those goals. And so basically the time has come to reassess those goals, and so that's why we're reconvening the original team stakeholder groups, and then also asking for the public for input online as well. And we're doing this for a few reasons. As I mentioned, it's time to do it, and also we heard a fair amount of concern all around the state about low deer populations, and there's a desire to reevaluate those goals to make sure we're managing deer populations appropriately.
What about Cook County? I mean, when you say low deer populations, anecdotally, I'd say the deer population is pretty big in Cook County. Is that one of the areas that would be reassessed? Is that one of the permit areas?
No. Cook County looks like it's made up almost entirely of permit areas 126 and 117, and those areas aren't going to be evaluated this year through this process. We are, and according to our records in the spring of 2011, 126 was above the goal that was set back in 2006, and 117 was at goal. But we do intend to revisit those goals in the near future. The blocks that we're addressing this year are permit areas that are primarily in St. Louis County this year, and permit area 118 includes a portion of northwestern Lake County. So the permit areas that we're addressing this year are well to the west of Cook County.
Well, I think you've got some input from deer hunters who didn't think they had a particularly good season. I think part of that might have been due to weather, but aside from that, there must be something to what they're seeing and telling you besides just the fact that it was a poor opener in terms of weather.
Yeah, we have had fairly liberal hunting seasons across most of the state since we set those goals in the mid-2000s and have had fairly liberal seasons. So, that was part of our intent is to trend deer populations down towards goal. We will certainly consider deer hunters' views and other views when we set deer population or deer seasons this fall. So that will be considered as what the wildlife managers work up their recommendations for areas where we're not currently involved in the goal reassessment process.
Well, in looking back over the last, 30 to 50 years, it seems like the deer population has swung significantly up and down. Talk about that swing and what causes it. Is that part of management intentionally, or is there something else going on?
Yeah, there's a few factors at play. The most important are really the winter severity, in the northern part of Minnesota, in the forest, especially up in the Arrowhead, and also hunter harvest really drives, population levels. And to a lesser extent, but also important factor is, quality of the habitat that's on the landscape. We've had more of a timber market, more habitat management, since 1970 or so. So that's certainly improved habitat conditions. But the two primary things are winter severity and hunter harvest. In the 1960s or so, there was a big crash in the deer population, largely caused by, a hunting framework allowed anybody to have an either sex license so they could shoot a doe or a buck. We had some severe winters, and that ended up in a closed season statewide in 1971 for the deer season. And since then, we've kind of instituted a new management philosophy where we allow an individual hunter to shoot one buck per year, and then we offer a limited number of antlerless permits to control the population, and that's resulted in more stable population levels since then. We had a peak harvest in the early 90s, and then we had kind of historically severe winters, in the late 90s, the winter of 95, 96, and then again, winters of 96, 97, that hurt the deer population. So we were rebuilding, and the population came back nicely, in the mid 2000s, where we had record harvests, pretty much statewide. And then you have had some more moderately severe winters there here in the last few years up in the Arrowhead. So those are really the main drivers, winter severity, both temperature and snow depth, and then hunter harvest, especially of antlerless deer.
Well, before I let you go, I read with interest that the department said the deer are generally managed at a level of social tolerance rather than managed for the maximum number that can be supported by the habitat. Explain to me what social tolerance is.
Social tolerance is basically managing deer at kind of social carrying capacity. So it's basically a compromised deer density or deer population size, which a number of different folks that have interest in deer can live with. Of course, hunters want to see a lot of deer when they're on their stand, but there's also, foresters that have concerns about forest regeneration of the trees that they plant. Ecologists are concerned about over-browsing in the forest and impacting rare plants. And homeowners are concerned about, deer, eating landscaping around their house and eating up their gardens, and, of course, deer vehicle collisions. So, social carrying capacity is trying to manage so at a kind of a compromised level, and that's what we intend to do through these stakeholder team meetings is bring people from all sides of the issue to talk about it around the table and develop recommendations. And if we do manage for the maximum number of deer that can be supported by the habitat, that's often too high a population for many people that are affected by deer.
Well, we've been speaking with Eric Thorson. He's acting DNR Big Game Program Leader and oversees the agency's white-tailed deer as well as big game programs. Thank you for joining us.
Thanks for having me.